Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy.
Let's go to Carrie, who is in my hood, Carlsbad. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Doing well. I believe that's the first time Carlsbad's ever been referred to as a hood.
That is accurate.
Carrie, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Sorry, Tam. You got to go.
All right. Good luck.
Carrie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Reminder to you, Carrie, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Carrie, Matt LeBlanc turned 57 yesterday. Which friend did he play on Friends?
Oh my gosh. Why am I not thinking of Steve? Chandler, Ross, and I'm totally spacing. Pass. I'm sorry. Very disappointed in myself.
Cher is releasing a memoir in two parts. Cher got her start in music by starting a rock duo with her then-husband. What were they called?
I know his name is Sonny, so I'm just going to say Sonny and Cher.
Cast members of The Office used to instant message each other, and even fans, while they were filming. Steve Carell was the star of The Office. Tell me his character's full name.
I'm very upset. These are so embarrassing. These are like easy and I can't get them.
It's because you're freaking yourself out.
I'm overthinking it.
Carrie, I want you to step back from your phone for 1 second, take a deep breath, okay. Remind yourself that you are a powerful force named Carrie, and then come back to me. Go ahead. I'll give you a second. Go ahead.
I'm a powerful force.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. I got his first name.
Go ahead.
Michael. But
Michael, last name?
Scott.
There you
Michael.
See? That's all it takes. Just a deep breath once in a while. Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit tops a list of the best songs of the 90s. Nirvana's drummer Dave Grohl went on to form and play guitar and be the lead singer for what massively successful rock band?
I don't know.
Okay. And finally, there are five Chief games that Taylor Swift can't attend because they conflict with shows on her Eras Tour. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. Who did they beat?
Well, you know, okay, I know, the Niners.
Okay.
I think.
Let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Carrie, what's happening for you today? What's going down?
I'm now currently late for work because I
was. Oh, well, thank you. Are you going to get in trouble? Should we call your boss?
No, I don't think so. I'll be okay.
I'd like to stay employed. Carrie thinks she did horribly, but she actually did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Okay, not off.
There you go. She's very hard on herself, this Carrie. Timmy, Matt LeBlanc turned 57 yesterday. Which friend did he play on Friends?
Joey.
Carrie. You knew that.
I did know that.
1-0, Tammy. Tammy, Cher is releasing a memoir in two parts. Cher got her start in music by starting a rock duo with her then husband. What were they called?
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher. Carrie knew that. 2-1, Tam. Cast members of The Office used to instant message each other and even fans while they were filming.
Oh, wow.
Steve Carell was the star of The Office. Tell me his character's full name.
His full name. Oh, I can't even think of a last name.
Michael Scott.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Carrie knew that. Didn't you, Carrie?
Surprise.
So it's now, 2-2? Timmy, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit tops a list of the best songs of the 90s. Nirvana's drummer Dave Grohl went on to form and play guitar and be the lead singer for what massively successful rock band?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters is right. I wonder if Dave, who arguably is one of the best drummers of all time, figured to himself while he was in Nirvana, someday I'm going to be in a band that's even bigger and more successful than this band.
Wow.
It's crazy. What a life. Carrie couldn't come up with it. 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, there are 5 Chiefs games that Taylor Swift can't attend because they conflict with her Eras tour. How long is this tour going on, by the way?
Forever.
Is it his 10th year now?
For Eras?
Right? The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. Who'd they beat?
Who did the Chiefs play? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. And it's so hard for me because I was rooting for them. Was it San Francisco?
It was. The Niners. Carrie knew that as well. So today we finished with a score of Tammy 4, Carrie 3. Carrie, you didn't get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize for hanging with us this morning.
Carrie, you have a pair of tickets now to go see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 21st.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Carrie, we appreciate you very much. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Carrie in Carlsbad, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.